Murphy, we are not living in a democracy, there is no rule of law. By Pam Kee on September 4, 2025. Thursday on CNN's Out Front, Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, declared we were not living in a democracy because there is no rule of law under President Donald Trump. Host Aaron Burnett said, I wanted to ask you about the breaking story tonight in ProPublica. I don't even know if you've had a chance to read it. But what they're reporting is they say that three cabinet secretaries in the Trump administration, three have claimed primary residences on different mortgages. So, having different residences and declaring multiple residences, primary residences, that is, of course, what Trump has used as a justification for going after several of his political opponents and critics, accusing them of mortgage fraud based upon the very same thing. Now it comes out that three of his own members are doing this. What do you make of this? Murphy said, well, I mean, this is essentially a paperwork error. But the news here is really important because it's confirmation that the Department of Justice is being used to target Donald Trump's political enemies. So when a Democrat engages in one of these paperwork errors, they are getting targeted with prosecution. But when Republicans that are close to Donald Trump do it, they just look the other way. This should be really alarming to every single American citizen. Because the word is out that the Department of Justice is going to be used to put you away for crimes if you oppose Donald Trump. But if you support Donald Trump, then you largely have immunity. That's what happened to Eric Adams. He was literally going to go to jail for mass-scale public corruption. But he got pardoned, and the case got dropped because he pledged political allegiance to Donald Trump. That's not a democracy any longer. We are not living in a democracy. There is no rule of law if you pledge allegiance to the leader and you get immunity, even if it's a paperwork violation. But if you oppose the president, you're going to be prosecuted. Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.